Farmers, a five-minute look at activities and developments in the agricultural sector.
On today's edition of Calling Farmers, the Governor General lauds Jamaican farmers for their resilience despite the drought. Stay with us to hear more. I'm Anjuie James Sawyers. Thanks for waking up with us.
No longer do you have to wait 24 hours if you suspect your child is missing. The minute you realize your child cannot be accounted for is the minute to make a report to the police at 119 or the OCR at 1-888-PROTECT. Be sure to have a recent photograph of good quality to assist with identifying the child. And remember, you have a duty to inform us if the child returns home. If you fail to do so, your child may not be able to access crucial services or travel overseas.
Governor General Sir Patrick Allen is commending Jamaica's farmers for their resilience and efforts in contending with the prevailing drought and other challenges affecting the agricultural sector. Speaking on behalf of the Governor General at the recent staging of the Dembe Agricultural Show in Clarendon, Deputy Governor General Stedman Fuller said the farmers and other stakeholders involved in agribusiness continue to support the government's thrust towards rural development, food security, and economic growth.
I am heartened by the tenacity of the over 228,000 farmers across the length and breadth of this island. The parching droughts, the scourge of trade larceny, and rising cost of agricultural inputs could easily be deterrent to farming.
Deputy Governor General Stedman Fuller speaking on behalf of Governor General Sir Patrick Allen. The Governor General further notes that the annual Dembe Show provides the ultimate local platform for agricultural and industrial stakeholders to display the best of their produce, current innovations, technology, and ideas for the future.
The Dembe Agricultural Show provides a rich melting pot for farmers to share ideas on best practices with a view to boosting food production and reducing imports. As the main platform for promoting the Grow What We Eat, Eat What We Grow campaign, Dembe is a seminal event in sustaining Jamaica's agriculture.
He is also pleased with the accomplishments of youth in agriculture.
We have outstanding examples of youth who are setting high standards in agriculture and agribusiness. They are good motivators for other young people to get involved in the sector.
Deputy Governor General Stedman Fuller speaking on behalf of Governor General Sir Patrick Allen. And now for our Jamaican phrase of the day. After Trina growing on my face. Here's an example of how it can be used.
But see ya, after Trina growing on my face.
This phrase is usually used in a situation where a woman feels she has the option of getting a better man than the current one who is treating her badly. And this means, I'm obviously a good catch.
The Firearm Licensing Authority is advising the public that all firearm license-related payments are only to be made at the agency's two locations in Kingston and Montego Bay. Only fingerprint fees must be paid at any tax office. Anyone found making or accepting payments outside of the agency's locations will be subjected to legal penalties. For further information, please contact the Firearm Licensing Authority at 927-5158-60 or FLA at cwjamaica.com.
A message from the National Council on Drug Abuse.
That's where we end today's program. I'm Anjuie James Sawyers with Studio Engineer Andre Palmer, inviting you to join us again next time on this station for another edition of Calling Farmers.
This has been a production of the Jamaica Information Service.